This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. World Health Organization investigators are starting their work in determining the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic after completing a two-week quarantine Thursday in Wuhan, China, where the virus was detected. China, which for months rejected calls for an international probe, has pledged adequate access for the researchers. The team is expected to spend several weeks interviewing people from research institutes, hospitals, and a market linked to many of the first cases. The WHO has said the purpose of the mission is not to assign blame for the pandemic, but to figure out how it started in order to better prevent and combat future outbreaks of disease. Worldwide, the coronavirus has infected more than 100 million people, killing about 2.1 million, with more than 420,000 deaths here in the U.S. U.S. security officials are warning of possible domestic terrorism over the coming months by groups or individuals still angry over the outcome of the recent presidential election and other grievances. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol in Washington to target elected officials and government facilities. On Monday, the Army announcing it will keep 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Joe Biden's upcoming joint address, that is, before a joint session of Congress. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States indicted three members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, accusing them of conspiring to storm the Capitol in a bid to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden, that is, electoral victory. The indictment alleges that Jessica Marie Watkins, Donova Ray Quarle, both of Ohio, and Thomas Caldwell of Virginia, conspired as far back as November to obstruct Congress. None of the three has entered a plea in the case. President Biden signed a series of actions Wednesday to combat climate change, saying they will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the executive orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is directing government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electricity and clean zero-emissions vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. Biden is planning for the U.S. to host a summit of climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. Tanzanian President John Magufuli warning his health administration against rushing to adopt COVID-19 vaccines, suggesting the vaccines may not be safe or effective. Magufuli directed the Ministry of Health to only adopt a vaccine after it is certified by Tanzanian experts. The president has told officials to promote herbs to remedy COVID-19 symptoms. The United States is now warning Americans to avoid all travel to the East African country. The president of Mexico, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, is experiencing mild COVID-19 symptoms, according to a brief statement released by top officials Wednesday. After 4 days, Obrador was confirmed testing positive for the virus. The Mexican government has shared little information, and a spokesperson said he won't be sharing details of the president's condition or treatment. Some in Mexico calling on the president, who touts his administration's transparency, to share more about his own health. Lopez Obrador, a survivor of a heart attack, downplayed the threat early and is rarely seen wearing a mask in public. At times, he has even contradicted his own health officials. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely, VOA News.